Maybe you've heard the Serenity Prayer that is often used in therapy groups. It goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Having a child with anxiety can be very difficult, making serenity hard to find. There are many things you cannot change, and it's easy to blame yourself and your child for the problems. It's easy to ask, why is this happening to my child? Why our family? You may feel desperate to make the whole thing just go away. These are very normal feelings for a parent to have. Seeking resources to help you, whether written materials or a friend to talk to, is the best thing that you can do, not only for yourself, but for your child.
You know, as both psychologist and dad, one thing I would really like to convey is that you probably need to adjust your expectations. You know, you may worry that this thing is your fault. You might be angry. You might be exasperated that your child is so captivated by anxiety. You know, that guilt and frustration can lead you to protest that this is your life. You can worry that people think you're a bad parent. You know, I'm a psychologist, and I have a child with anxiety. I've been there. You know, it's really important that you accept that this is the way that it is. Accept the fact that you have to adjust your life. You may have to significantly change how you use time on any given day, what you plan to do, and how involved you are with your child. All those may change. Maybe you're already overwhelmed. I've been there. It can be hard, but you can do this. Don't protest this wrench that's been thrown into your life. It's there for a reason. The fact is, this could take a while with lots of ups and downs. Just be patient. Gather as much strength as you can. Be compassionate and seek out whatever strength and wisdom you need to get through this, and you will.
That's really good, David. You can definitely tell you've been there.
I have.
There's an article called Emotionally Attuned Parenting that addresses some crucial parenting patterns important with anxious kids. The authors believe that how a parent views a child and the problems that child is having greatly affects how they, the parent, responds. By maintaining certain negative beliefs, the parent will emotionally withdraw from their child, thus leaving the child feeling alone, ashamed, and more likely to exhibit anxious stress. In the article, they cover four persistent and repetitive patterns that are toxic to the parent-child relationship. We're just going to cover two here that I think most likely apply to parents with anxious children.
You know, the first of these repetitive thoughts is seeing your child as unreasonable. So in that case, it's perceiving your child as beyond help, and they're not able to respond and learn in a normal manner. You know, pretty much that you're starting to think of them as a hopeless case. And in that case, you know, you would grow fatigued and you would get ambivalent about your feelings towards your child. And so what happens is a parent then just focuses on behavior management, and that's done through angry responses and verbal and nonverbal anger and punitive consequences. And then as a result, you know, a child's emotional needs are not met. The child's view of him or herself grows more negative, and the anxiety actually worsens.
The second belief is that the child's emotional responses are not genuine, but rather manipulative and dramatic and disingenuous. Verbal and nonverbal signs of obvious distress are misinterpreted and dismissed or disregarded, and then the parent punishes the child. A child will withdraw feeling very misunderstood and confused, which typically leads to an escalation in anxious emotions and behavior.
You know, that being the case, parents holding these beliefs think that their child is either unreasonable or disingenuous. You know, they may not realize, but they are making things worse.